Well, it's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire Council, and today we're joined by Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how are you this morning?
Quite good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Great to have you on board. We've never had an opportunity, mate. This is your first time with me. You're feeling nervous? You shouldn't.
Muddle through, hopefully.
We'll get you used to it. Mate, the Muswellbrook Cup half-day holidays, hopefully we'll be able to reinstate the holiday again?
Yeah, well, it's never actually really been gone except for this COVID thing, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Muswellbrook Chamber of Commerce and Industry is facilitating a community survey about when and how we have this half-day holiday. And we're looking at the Friday the 26th of March for the Muswellbrook Cup Day, which is the Muswellbrook Race Club has managed to acquire that date and that time from the racing authorities. That's a Friday afternoon,
yeah,
which is quite good. And it's always been a successful day in the past, Muswellbrook Cup Day, going back to when it was held on the Melbourne Cup Day, but it started to lose a bit of interest. I think it was conflicted too much with regards to the Melbourne Cup itself. You know, actually, it was quite common to have 5,000 people in attendance. I came from all around, and this, if it goes ahead this time, we'd like the town to also support it and go out there and have an enjoyable day.
The thing with these sorts of things is if we don't go ahead with it and they take the holiday off us, it's even harder to get it back, isn't it?
It's impossible to get it back.
Yeah.
By state law as it is these days, if we lose this half day, we don't get it back.
So, yeah. Rod, tell us what's the latest with the Williams Bridge repairs?
Okay, well, it's not repairs. We're actually replacing it now.
Oh.
Williams Bridge is the last timber bridge in the Shire. And once replaced, Muswellbrook Shire will be in a rather unique position in that we will, I believe, will be the only rural shire in New South Wales who has no timber bridges within the shire, which is a rather important thing. Now, the bridge itself has got to its use-by date, really,
yeah,
and has weight limits. And this is particularly of concern when people are trying to move stock in and out of that area.
Yep.
And also with regards to emergency services, particularly with the bushfires, getting firefighting gear up into the Wallaby and up at the head of the Martindale Creek area. So it's important for that. So we've gone out to tender, and it's a $1.5 million job, and the external contractors have been engaged to do it. We've met with the locals out there, the council officers, and a couple of the councils went out there and did that.
Okay, and lastly, the Capital Works program to do with water and sewerage. What's the latest with that?
It's a very dry, wet subject. But, so council's approved just under $700,000 worth of mains renewal within Muswellbrook itself, which is Sowerby Street between Brook and Gumeric, Hill Street between Sowerby and Doyle, and Cole Street between Hill and Hillview. And then there's an additional just over $200,000 to be spent out at the water treatment plant at Demon on the de-alkalizer, which will assist in softening the water out there, will be the advantage. And then getting to that more lovely subject, the sewerage, just under $500,000 planned for mains renewal also within Muswellbrook itself. And also there's just under $300,000 allocated for the Demon actual sewerage plant to upgrade the aerator out there, so that the treatment of the waste out there works a little bit better. Then there's a major job, which is Pumping Station 1, which is for those who know Muswellbrook down there in Sydney Street. It's Pumping Station 1. It's a very old pumping station. That old, it actually has a plaque of when it was constructed, so that gives you an indication of when they used to have opening ceremonies for sewage pumping stations.
Well, you know, there wasn't a lot of entertainment on the weekend back in those days. Rod, I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say when it comes to sewerage in particular, I just get it done. We don't care. We don't want to have to deal with the problems when it doesn't work properly.
That's right. That's right. But that job's about $2 million just on that one pumping station.
Goodness me.
So, because, as you can appreciate, the electrics are old, the actual pumps are old, the pit that the sewerage goes into that you then pump out of is old. You're right. Sewerage, water and roads generally are the core concerns of our residents.
Yep.
And it's council's core things to provide those facilities: waste management, water management and access.
And as always, we thank you very much for keeping us up to date. Rod Scholes, thank you for you very much. Your first time was perfectly fine, mate. You're more than welcome to come back any old time.
All right, thank you very much for that offer. I most probably will.